Greetings.
Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Dear does any member of
First
your household...
of all, by Uniform Service Code 232.01, this is not a secure line. Classified information, therefore, cannot be discussed on this call. Do you copy?
Copy.
All right, proceed.
Thank you. Yes, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising
Negative.
Agency?
No.
Thank you. And well, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am
definitely
likely to vote.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Caucasian. That's what I identify as.
Thank you. What is your age?
My age is 60 plus.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. For the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, K-12 education, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, or abortion?
Education.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump.
What was the name?
Donald Trump.
That's positive.
Okay, would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Very negative.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issues should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Increasing teacher pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, improving the academic rating of schools, reducing class sizes, or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
More school choice options.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your local PTA or PTO?
Low favorability.
Thank you. Teachers union?
Low favorability.
Thank you. Your county school board?
Low favorability.
Thank you. Moms of Liberty?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Traditional public schools?
Low favorability.
Thank you. Charter schools?
High favorability.
Thank you. Teachers.
Low favorability.
Thank you. Private schools.
High favorability.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing the community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
The latter.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income, or we need to better fund our public schools while educational choice is nice. It takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
The former.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on the on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and will support candidates based on their individual policies and proper and priorities, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Yeah, the latter.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education, or many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Were those two choices?
Yes. Let me read them back to you. Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education, or
yes,
many
I agree
school
with
board
the first
meetings.
One.
Okay, thank first. You. You will now be given a series of issues position that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
More likely.
Thank you. Would be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports the parental rights in educational law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students?
More likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Repeat that.
Yes. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Less likely.
Thank you. But would that be somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports enacted term limits on the school board members, meaning that the school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as male, as female.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve the school security.
Repeat that.
Yes. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve the school security.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And well, we have just a few questions left. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, all of life?
All of life.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, some college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, postgraduate degree.
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren, age 18 or under, who currently attend the school? Yes, children or grandchildren in traditional public school. Yes, children or grandchildren in public charter or magnet school. Yes, children or grandchildren in a private religious or parochial school. No, but children or grandchildren are homeschooled. No, do not have children or grandchildren in the school.
No, children, grandchildren are homeschooled.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times, a month or longer?
Every day.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you very much. Have a good